Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you support the Chinese people's right to protest? Do you think it's problematic to do business with the Communist Chinese Party when they suppress human rights?
Have you reached out to them as a matter of national security, since we obviously have national security concerns with China, who they seem to be aiding this process?
Sure, I don't have any communications to speak to specifically with Apple executives.
So what I've told you over the decades is that large multinational corporations allied with the dictatorships in the UN run the leadership of the CIA. That's not my opinion. And now the Carnegie Endowment former head publicly runs it, and it's come out in the news the last few months that the CIA specifically, illegally, with the Justice Department, is meeting with big tech, corporate dinosaur legacy media, and major corporations to set up a social credit score that's already being implemented by stealth to basically debank you, harass you, and later imprison you if you don't go along with them. So this is a real totalitarian takeover.
Our democracies on both sides of the ocean are being shaken by the same doubts as to our ability to be sufficiently strong and effective when it comes to the challenges we share. Hate speech, false information, and today's fears.
To me, the best way to counter the dissemination of misinformation, we've got to be out there, people who you trust, who are trusted messengers, to get out there and put the truth out.
I don't usually read from a prepared speech, but this is so important that I wanted to make sure that I got every single word and fact, scientific fact, correct. Before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the RNA vaccine technology I created. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your parent's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins.
It just seems to me, I didn't do a study on it, but from what I'm seeing from my experience is that the people who are spreading misinformation and disinformation seem to be relentless in their pursuit of spreading misinformation.
And if you watch corporate media, you'll see a CIA analyst saying, screw your free speech, it doesn't exist. Elon Musk is allowing some freedom on Twitter as a Russian agent.
Putin is going to be all over Twitter. If there's no regulations on this, fake accounts, spoofed accounts, the rest of it, this is a great opportunity for him. And so when he's talking about the popular voice, Musk, he's really talking about Russian intelligence.
Controlling what we can say is a means of controlling what we think. Anyone who doesn't understand the importance of protecting all speech, including speech we find reprehensible, is an enemy of America.
Do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
It says Twitter provides a global communication platform which encompasses a variety of users with different voices, ideas, and perspectives. As a policy, we do not mediate content or intervene in disputes between users. This is all just the First Amendment law. And they say down here, if you believe content or behavior you're reporting is prohibited in your local jurisdiction, please contact your local authorities. This is the sleight of hand that the establishment has done. Is they've equated free speech with hate speech. So if you're for free speech, you're against minority groups, because then people will be able to hurl hate speech at them. And so you should be against free speech because it hurts minority groups. The only thing minority groups have is their speech.
Words can be weapons. Hate speech online can lead to cruelty and violence in real life. The UN report says ban people's speech because it might make somebody do something bad when they flood our countries with third world populations. filled with hate for us. If you criticize it, you get arrested.
Markets like actually totalitarian governments where you have a understanding of what's out there, and obviously we're the whole dimension is changing now with, as you said, a democratization of countries, and democracies are very messy, as we know in the United States. You have opinions changing.
So this is the control, ladies and gentlemen. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Waging War on Corruption is Alex Jones, coming to you live on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, you have found it, the undoubted, undisputed tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty against the New World Order. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I wanted to get Hotep Jesus on, a really smart commentator. I wanted to get him on today because there is just so much to talk about, so much to break down, dealing with the Kanye West interview that happened on Thursday that undoubtedly has probably a billion views out there or more. It's been on every TV station. Basically, every commentator's talked about it, everything from Saturday Night Live to CNN. And they misrepresented a lot of what was said. I'm not defending some of the things that Ye did say here on air. But the issue is that our own government brought 30-plus thousand Nazis back after World War II to help set up the modern system that Eisenhower warned about, the military-industrial complex. And we have infanticide and human smuggling across the borders and all this going on. And obviously, Ye did it to be provocative and to really plant his foot on the First Amendment and plant his flag there. But there's a lot of angles to this and a lot of areas that need to be looked at. And I've been watching the commentary of Hotep Jesus quite a bit. And I wanted to get him on with me today to basically relay some of his views that I think are spot on to our audience. So, Hotep, good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, man. Let's start right here. There's no such thing as hate speech. Full stop. There is no such thing as hate speech. Speech needs somebody to interpret it. Therefore, hate speech is subjective. Canon Hotep spoke about this on his feed today. And really what it takes is, on one side, somebody says one thing, somebody dislikes it, but there's probably a group of people on the other side who agree with it. When we look at speech hurled at black people. People might describe me as a black man, African American, etc., etc. And let's say this is some white nationalist group, Nazi, or whatever they identify as. And they have some gripes with my people, people like me, people of my skin color. I care. I care about what they have to say because I truly understand that their problem isn't with me. There's some sort of shortcoming happening in their life, and I happen to be the scapegoat. So let's look at Ye last week and his comments. Ye, if you watch the beginning of the series with you, and then you watch the end of that broadcast, you see two different people. What happened when Ye went to other platforms? They were cutting him off, they were silencing, they were disagreeing with him. But they weren't allowing him to get what he wanted off of his chest. What you often find is if you give people room to breathe, give people room to vent, what happens? they start to capitulate. They start to even out. They start to be a little bit kinder. And we saw that with Ye, where he's, you know, he basically was spreading a message of love by the end of that interview. This is what happens when you let people speak and you find out that it's not hate speech, it's actually venting. Do we really want to get to the core of what's wrong? For example, when we look at racism in the South, although I don't condone it and the acts of that have been done against my people, I do understand that certain concessions were made after the Civil War that angered whites, especially poor whites, and they saw some sort of unfair treatment. Really, what we're dealing with is there seems to be some arbiter. Some people call it the government. Some people call it deep state, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I don't live on that level of this building. But there's some arbiter, and this arbiter is the one who's defining what hate speech is. Hate speech does not need, speech does not need an arbiter. When we talk about the First Amendment was absolute. And it was created to protect so-called hate speech. If we didn't have the ability to vent our gripes with groups of individuals, nobody would know it. So, for example, we talk about white nationalists or so-called hate groups. What happens when you don't allow them the space to vent? Well, they go into hiding. And that's the last thing you want somebody who has vitriol to do, is to go into hiding someplace where you can't see them. Now they start plotting, and then you have terrorist events, et cetera, et cetera. However, if you said, listen, we hear you, you have some certain gripes towards certain people, why don't we give you a platform to express those gripes? And then we open up conversation. You see, the same thing happens in relationships. You often find that relationships between men and women and, marriage, whatever it may be, they tend to fall apart when there's a breakdown in communication, zero communication, or lack of communication. However, if both sides truly vent what their problem is, and the other side wants to listen, this is the other part of this argument that needs to be had. One side needs to vent, and the other side needs to listen. They probably teach this in marriage counseling. What happens is one side vents their side, and the other side wants to vent their side, and now you have two people yelling at each other, two groups yelling at each other. No, one side needs to vent, and the other side needs to listen. And that's what people in America have a problem doing. What happens is they react to these things with their emotions and not their mind. They don't really analyze. They don't use logic when people speak. All they do is say, I don't like what you said. My feelings are hurt. Wah, 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 wah. We saw that with the left. You know, the right had certain opinions, certain ideologies. Trump said certain things, and all we heard was wah, 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 wah. Then Ye gets on Alex Jones' platform, the greatest platform on earth. And what happened? Wah, 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 wah. From everybody, all across the aisle. I was surprised to see so many people who claimed free speech all of a sudden weren't for free speech. Now, before we dive down that rabbit hole, the First Amendment was supposed to protect us from the government. The government is supposed to say, you have the right to speak. But you know what? Today, government's not the problem. We are. You are. I am. Well, definitely not me, because I'm a free speech absolutist. But when people speak, we're ready to respond with vitriol. We're ready to condemn. We don't listen anymore. When I see people get on the internet and they spread their opinions, whether I agree with them or not, it doesn't affect my life. It doesn't take food out of my children's mouth. It doesn't affect me. So I say, oh, well, that's that person's opinion. Why do I need to express my opinion on somebody else's opinion? That's what I want to know. Why is it when Ye speaks, everybody has to pick up their phone and say something? Do you realize that he would be impotent if nobody reacted? This is the lesson he's trying to teach you. He's like, you guys can't help but to react.
So what do you think his main goal was coming here and doing what he did?
He wants people to look in the mirror and see how hypocritical they truly are. You are a hypocrite. He wants people to see that on one hand, right? What happened? Oh, I wore the White Lives Matter shirt. And everybody said, oh, yay, we love it. Let him speak. And then he said something about another group of people And now all of a sudden we have to cancel him. This is hypocritical. This is bigotry. And he wants to point that out. He wants to point out how easily people are disturbed. I think his real goal is to filter out who's with him and who's not. He went to the White Lives Matter side, filtered a lot of people out. Then he went this alternate route, filtered even more people out. He's trying to see who's really real, who stands on their own ideologies, morals, the things that they say.
We got to go to break, but I want to tie this into Elon Musk and now the Twitter files coming out that prove the government illegally election meddling, all of it. But, you know, if Elon said, I'm a free speech absolutist, but now he's not with myself or Ye or anybody else, and then he supports the Azov Battalion, literally doing Hitler rituals on Twitter. I'm going to show this when we come back. But then Ye puts up a Raelian symbol of unification of the swastika and the Star of David, and he gets banned for that. I see it as very hypocritical. Hotep Jesus, our guest, hotepjesus.com. We'll be right back with Hotep on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. This is an important discussion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Going on with Elon Musk? He says he's for free speech, a free speech absolutist. I wasn't banned off of Twitter for saying it. It wasn't even being discussed when I was banned. They just hyped that up and basically exaggerated it, made it all up before they sued me with a big PR firm they hired. But he said, no, Alex Jones is the worst. He didn't get to come back. And then with Ye, formerly Kanye West, he posted a picture of a Star of David with a swastika in the middle. It's a New Age Raelian flying saucer cult out of France's symbol as this a test, and he gets banned on Friday night. And so what's really going on with Elon? Here's a short clip of Elon having a chat that was public but wasn't promoted Saturday, where he talks about wanting to punch Kanye for, I guess, not just posting the symbol, but what he said on my show.
It was like, where that was my decision. But I think it's important that people know, okay, that was my decision. Because at a certain point, you have to say, what is incitement to violence? Because that is against the law in the U.S. You can't just have form a club, let's go murder someone club. That's not actually legal. So the question is, what is incitement to violence? And I think, posting swastikas in what is obviously not a, good way, is an incitement to violence. I personally wanted to punch Kanye, so that was definitely inciting me to violence. That's not cool.
But you mentioned in a good way.
Well, no, it's just that, like, it could be like an analysis of the Second World War or something, that's a history drama or whatever,
It's contextual.
Let's a battlefield or something, and that's good. War history thing. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Then that would be okay. But
It has to be contextual. I mean, if he's posting in a way that is trying to rally people to anti-Semitic views, then yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you can also let's look for added context outside of Twitter to say, was this meant in a friendly way? And it's like, okay, well, no, he's saying that he likes Hitler and other things. And look, at the point at which Alex Jones is, like, telling Kanye to calm down and please stop, you have to say, okay, Alex Jones is pretty edgy. So, Alex Jones is saying Kanye to stop. That's a big deal. So, anyway, but I want to get into some sort of huge, like, this could easily get derailed into, a glorious.
Yeah, we could talk more about the file. So, you mentioned that you gave it to a Barry.
Okay, so I want to be clear. My disagreeing with Ye, where he's being provocative, is different than wanting to punch him in the face, which I didn't want to, or censoring him. So what Elon just admitted was he banned him for off-platform activity on my show, and then he put out a symbol of a swastika with a Star of David and said that was incitement to violence. This is a fraud, what Elon just said. Hotep, what do you say?
Yeah, totally. Again, this is what Ye wanted to expose. He wanted to expose a hypocrisy where somebody is being applauded for being a proponent of free speech. And yet here we have a guy who won't replatform Alex Jones, and deplatformed Ye. Let's look at Elon. Some of the decisions that Elon is making regarding this shows me how powerful Elon is not. He's powerful enough to buy Twitter. He's not powerful enough to run Twitter how it should be run. The symbol that Ye posted, like you said, from a Aurelian association, therefore, Elon never did any research onto, you know, that symbol to see what it represented. Also, you know, what are you going to do? You going to cancel Buddha because he's got a swastika on his stomach? Like, is that where we're at right now? Are we going to ignore the history behind this symbol outside of the idea of it in World War II? Are we going to ban the yin yang next? So there's that piece. But I think this might have been personal. I think because Ye won't bow down to the power of Elon, Elon said, oh, you're testing me. You know, F around and find out. That's what he posted after he suspended Ye. So this is more of an ego battle where Elon is saying, how dare you challenge me in front of the world and putting me on the spot. Elon is feeling the pressure of the powers that be. He's not fighting them. If he was fighting them, he'd be managing the platform differently. For example, when we look at the Twitter files, I was very unimpressed by the Twitter files. Let's just be honest. Some things did support some of the arguments we were making about collusion between the government and big tech. Yes, we know about this. We have the evidence now. Great. However, you know, we didn't have the full string of emails. Why wasn't this stuff exposed WikiLeaks style? Why was it given to one journalist? And I think, you know, Matt did a good job, you know, making this thing into a story type thread for the masses.
No, exactly. Why didn't he just dump them to the whole public?
Why didn't he dump them to the public? Exactly.
Remember what Fredo said to interrupt. Fredo, Chris Cuomo on CNN said like 5 years ago, journalists can look at WikiLeaks. You're not allowed to as a public. How condescending. And that's exactly what Elon just did was a Chris Cuomo.
Well, that's exactly it. Okay? So Matt, he brings it out storybook style. But this is an insult to our intelligence, basically saying we have to feed this to them like Dr. Seuss. Why not give it to us WikiLeaks style like 2016? And allow all the journalists, all the independent media to go and dive into the files. However, I know there may be some sensitive things in there, but your team should have gone through, redacted some of the sensitive materials, but did a full dump. When I heard the title, so this was marketing, right? When you say Twitter files, but we don't get Twitter files. What we got were Twitter screenshots. You should have called
it Twitter. We get it filtered through Matt Taibbi. What we got was filtered, yes. Filtered PAP.
It was filtered, and I was unimpressed. And people said, "Oh, Tad, how could you say that?" I'm like, "You're insulting my intelligence. I want the full dump. I want the full emails." So if I were to figure out why didn't Elon give us the full dump, well, it's probably because he's scared. It's probably because he's afraid to upset the deep state. What some people have speculated in my Twitter feed is that this was more of a blackmail type situation.
I agree.
Saying, look, I got this. Don't mess with me. I could do a full dump, but he didn't want to do the full dump yet. So this isn't about the truth. This isn't about the people. This is about Elon saying, you guys are attacking me and my platform. I can attack back. This is a personal thing between Elon and the deep state. It has nothing to do with freedom and the truth.
And I agree. And I think Elon's horning in on the deep state. I think he's not trying to free things overall. I think he's trying to take it over.
Yes, but also look how Trump's name was implicated in this situation. So Matt decided to put that one thing about, oh, Trump called in. So this is also destabilizing Trump's platform. This isn't about freedom. This isn't, you know, bipartisan. This is an Elon thing.
All right, Hotep Jesus, HotepJesus.com is where you find everything he's doing. It's amazing. We're going to come back and cover the waterfront here and play that clip where Twitter promotes the Azov battalions. And, folks, if there's any real Nazis in the world, they're in Ukraine. I mean, these are the real deal. This is not some Klan guy living in a shack by the railroad tracks. This is a real deal. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, This is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Hotep Jesus riding shotgun with us. Hotep, I want to show this tweet here that really was probably the thing that got Ye banned. It's Emmanuel, the big Hollywood kingpin on a yacht this year, spraying Elon off there. And let's always remember, this is my final tweet, said Ye. Is that really what's going on? Is that really what has angered Elon? But I want to play this because a lot of people pointed this out. The Azov battalions are the main shock troop military of Ukraine. For those who don't know, World War II got fought, a lot of it between the Russians and the Nazis, once Operation Barbarossa started in Ukraine. And so the western part was Nazi, the eastern part was Russian, and that was some of the biggest battles and millions dead there. And so Zelensky got questioned earlier this year about the Nazi affiliation of the Azov battalion. He said, yeah, they are who they are. That's because they all have swastikas and twin thunderbolts on them. They hail Hitler. They worship Hitler. And Hitler was not a Christian. He was an occultist, kind of followed kind of a Norse religion. And they had a blood and soil ritual where they would cut themselves and go into a false grave in the soil and bleed into the ground and put all their blood into it. And that was a ritual the SS did. And so you go to the official Ukrainian websites on, or government websites on Twitter, they actually show their rituals, them hailing Hitler. We're going to show you footage of this with audio, guys. I'm going to play it here in a moment. It's only 44 seconds of them worshiping Odin, which I'm not saying that's bad if you like Odin. That's not Nazi. It's a blood and soil ritual. Carving runes in their arms of twin lightning bolts and going into a grave and putting their hand in all the blood of others that have been through this blood and soil death ritual. You'll notice when they go and put their hands on Odin, they got swastikas on their arms. So my point is, Elon says he's going to ban something if the swastika promotes violence, but yeah, he didn't do that. But here are actual Nazis doing a death ritual before they go to battle and using the swastika for the symbol of their flag going into war, which is violence. So here's what Twitter allows versus what they did to Ye. Here it is. So back that up 10 seconds. Show the guy putting his hand on Odin with the big swastika on his arm. My point is, these are real Nazis. A government-run military in a war, leftovers of World War II. Like, you don't get more Nazi on the whole planet. It's like saying, well, that's a purebred pit bull. Or that's a purebred German Shepherd. Or that's a purebred Chihuahua. Like, this is the real McCoy. Okay, it's like saying Tom Brady's the quarterback. Like, who's the best NFL quarterback? Tom Brady. Like, this is the purebred. This is what it is. And like, just like George Soros actually rounded up Jews, but he's loved because he's a Jew that rounded up Jews. It's sick. So they point at Ye and say he's the ultimate Nazi. I think his point was to call all this out. What do you make of this, Hotep?
Reminds me of World War II, when you had corporations like Standard Oil giving out the hydrogenation process to the Nazis. You had Wall Street backing the Nazis. So what do we have in a day? We have the same money guys controlling communism, right? Because Germany dealt with socialist uprising, communist uprising, just like Russia did. So this is the same playbook, same game plan. And what they do is these money manipulators use communism. And now the communists, what they're saying is, you got to support the war in Ukraine. Everybody's rocking the yellow and blue flag, and that's the consensus. Support Ukraine. If you don't, you're a bad person. Forget the point. Just completely ignore those Nazis. Be mad at Ye, who's not an actual Nazi. But these Nazis over here, oh, let's send them javelins. Let's send them money. Let's send them war material. That is the common consensus now, and this is what Elon is subject to. Elon has to follow the mainstream narrative to a certain extent. At some point, he can deviate, but he knows where that line is drawn. So right now, we have the Azov Battalion still exists on Twitter. They want to completely ignore it. If you go look at the previous publishing by mainstream media before the war started many years ago. They say there is a Nazi presence in Ukraine. So what's the long game here?
Well, the long game here is they're going to arm them just like they armed the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, all these different organizations. They're going to arm them. War end, and then a few years later, they're going to come back and say, oh, man, there's Nazis in Ukraine. We have to go back in Ukraine. We have to get rid of the Nazis. This is the long-term game plan.
Exactly. That's what's going to happen.
And then we'll be back in that war, and everybody – and then what they'll do is they'll even ignore the fact that everybody warned them and say, you know, we're arming Nazis. You know, there's Nazis. Everybody's going to act like we didn't know this. Everybody's going to act like this wasn't said. And then they're going to make everybody support a war in Ukraine that's anti-Nazi. And then you recycle, rinse, and repeat and turn this into a new land for some other people.
I agree, Jeff. So what do you make of yesterday, cruise missiles fired out of Ukraine, they now admitted, attacking Russian military bases 100-plus miles inside Russia, a major escalation. Let's roll it with audio. Here it is. Missile flies over. You see the explosion, and then seconds later, the sound comes back. Boom. See the explosion? And then now, here comes the sound. So now our media is cheerleading Ukraine firing missiles deep into Russia. Why is this not a good idea? Or maybe it is a good idea, Hotep.
I couldn't answer that question. I'm not exactly sure. What I can say is Ukraine can do no wrong. The media who controls the general narrative is going to spin things however they want to see it. They spun the last 2 years into being something that it wasn't. It turned out people died suddenly. Ukraine can, for example, when we dealt with Nord Stream pipeline, right? You know, your one hand, you got Biden saying, hey, yeah, we can shut this thing down whenever we want. And then the thing gets shut down, and everybody's like, oh, no, Putin did it, right? So it depends on who controls the megaphone. And that is the narrative you got to go along with. What I suggest people do is study history, because all these things have parallels. All these things are like reruns. And then make the decision up to yourself. But if the media says go left, you probably want to go right. And if they say go right, you probably want to go left.
I agree. So let me ask you, the last segment's coming up, but we have some time left. What about culture in general? Are you hopeful? Are you white-pilled? Are you black-pilled? Are you red-pilled? I mean, where are
I'm
you on
white-pilled.
This?
I'm white-pilled. You know, these people are sloppy. Look at the whole Hunter Biden situation. They couldn't keep that under wraps. Look at the last 2 years. They couldn't keep that under wraps. They couldn't keep the WikiLeaks situation with Hillary under wraps. They're sloppy. Also, if you look at the last 2 years, that massive push to push an agenda extremely fast and accelerate it, to me, was a signal of panic.
I agree.
They had to accelerate their control. So that's why I'm white-pilled, because what I don't see are people who are in control. What I see are people who are trying to make sure they maintain control or increase their control. But the last 2 years were so sloppy and done at such an accelerated rate, it proves that they're in panic mode. I suggest everybody else out there be extremely white-pilled. We will win. We are winning every single day, and there's nothing they can do to stop us.
I agree with you. In fact, I'm going to take this last-minute clip, guys. We post this interview on Bandai Video of Hotep right there about he's white-pilled. I want that up front, except there's a bad side to this, and I'll explain when we come back. What about, I'm going to introduce a term, dead-pilled. Talk about dead pill. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Invented. Well, you got white pill where you got a good vision of the future. Black pill where you've given up, you think everything's over. Red pill means you're awake to what's going on. They kind of say, once you become red pilled, are you going to be black pilled or white pilled? And I'm overall white pilled. But that's if people keep waking up and keep standing up, and if we can get the establishment to realize how crazy they are as well and back off, because they're going to keep doubling down with their moves for control and power, and keep destabilizing. So the more they lose, the more radical and dangerous they get. And so if we have a nuclear war and it kills half the population of the world, we go back to another dark age, or kills everybody, that's extinction-pilled. That's black-pilled. So, Hotep, I agree with you. I'm overall white-pilled currently about the state of the awakening and the desperateness of the establishment, but it's got that other side to it, though, that they could escalate and release a super virus or God knows what, and Deadpilla. So your view on what I just rolled out here?
That's going to work against him. That is absolutely going to work against him. So, for example, when I speak about black folks, you know, the one thing I say is it's easy to organize a small amount of people than it is a large amount of people. And there's a lot of black people on this planet when you consider the diaspora in Africa, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore, it's really hard to organize even on the African continent because there's so many different views. If they were to reduce the population of the United States or the world, it's going to work against them. And in fact, this is like the whole Thanos theory, right? Like you reduce the population and things get better. That's actually what will happen. Like if they reduce the population, things will get better. In fact, I always said, in order for people to really get red-pilled, you're going to need to cut off their. So for example, United States, we have this, standard of living, this high standard of living. Once that's threatened, you can expect a lot of people to be red pill. Once that TV stops working, you know, once the supermarket isn't stocked, you're going to have people start to organize. Like, what's the thing that stops people from being organized right now? Isn't it media, sports, and entertainment? So if the NFL stops, NBA stops, et cetera, people have no choice but to start organizing. What the people with these big organizations and three-letter agencies, et cetera, have over us is that they're organized and the people are unorganized. So if they try to reduce the population, all they'll do is they'll push us towards organization. So instead, what they do is they try to chop their heads off the snake. They try to chop the head, like, for example, Yay, Alex Jones. These are the heads of the snake. And they want to chop their heads off.
You are 100% right. Because a lot of their attacks are counterintuitive. They want to dumb down massive servants, but they need us to operate even robots in other places. But then they also have these dumbed down decadent masses that are totally brainwashed and worthless for them. And we know that the Black Plague killed half the population of Europe and caused the Renaissance after that because it shook up the establishment, knocked out the elites, and made human labor more valuable, but also made the survivors get together and be more hardcore.
Absolutely. I mean, look at my brand, for example. You know, if it wasn't for the bosses that deal with me, Gutfeld, Alex, Tim Pool, Rogan, if it wasn't for you guys, nobody would know who I am. I'm severely deboosted on Instagram. Facebook has banned me from advertising. I can't even give Facebook money. And the funny thing is I don't use Facebook, so I don't even know why I'm banned. But they said I broke some rule. But I'm like, I'm going to use your platform. How am I banned? So obviously somebody up there didn't like who I am and then shut off my account. So I can't even boost posts there.
Well, yeah, but they're also banning people talking about you. So that's what that ban means.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So they're not just censoring people. You. They're censoring other people's opinions by the millions of you. So let's do this. Who I really feel sorry for, because I see what they've done to all the impoverished communities. We know the black community. They admit it's a model of what they're doing to everybody else. I love seeing black folks break free because that's the real canary in the coal mine. And I love everybody because I understand if we don't all win together, we're going to fall together, as Benjamin Franklin said. But this whole movement of be obese, be unhealthy, commit suicide, be as nihilistic as possible, why would the system push that on a population? Because all it's going to do is create another group that sees it and gets more hardcore, as you said, and then wipe out their own supporters. Here's a few of these clips of just the most saddening mind control ever. Here it is.
Just a reminder that I am very fat and very sexy, and I am 100% glorifying obesity, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hi, you are not body positive if you are not anti-racist. You can't be body positive if you're not anti-racist. If you want to engage in and benefit from and profit off of this space and you want it to just be about loving your rolls and cellulite and stretch marks, you are at the tip of the iceberg and you've missed the entire point. Body positivity is meant for us to get at the root of the bullshit that we have been taught. And guess what? Fat phobia is very much rooted in racism, like big time, like seriously. Also, black women totally paved the way for us in this space here. So if you care about this stuff, now is not the time to be silent, okay? This is not just about you learning to love your body. This is about all of us dismantling systems that make it impossible for people to just be safe in their bodies. And that means following up with action.
Okay, so let me analyze that and get your take on it. I'm a little overweight because I'm a big stocky guy, but I work out and, you know, I've had my heart checked. I actually have low blood pressure for my age. I'm doing good. But I could be better. But to say body positivity, if she needs to be healthier, people say, hey, weighing 400 pounds, 500 pounds, when you're 5'4", it's not healthy. She's saying, no, you're being racist to me. Why is the system promoting it? And you see these slaves to their unhealthiness literally celebrating their slavery. This is the mind control for me, Hotep.
It's definitely mind control. In fact, what it is it's homogeneity of the mind. Getting people to all think alike. You see, once everybody thinks alike, then you only have to intercept one group of people with your programming and control, and everybody goes along with the mask and the jab, and it spreads, et cetera, et cetera. But when you have many different types of groups who think many different things, at that point, it's much harder to control because now you have to infect thousands of different groups, thousands of different organizations. But if what they can do is if they can cloud the conversation, for example, if they can say there's no longer such thing as racism. In fact, fat phobia is racism. And if you don't like fat people, then you're also transphobic. And if you don't like trans people, then you don't like black people. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to lump everything all into the same ideology to create that homogeneity and group everyone together. You know, the whole victim narrative, victim Olympics, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the next part of this is communists need the minority to exploit. They take a look at groups that are underserved, underrepresented, and they exploit their problems, and then they weaponize them against other groups of people. Notice that this fat woman isn't upset at McDonald's for making her fat. She's mad at us because we don't want to date her. She would, if you flash back 100 years, nobody existed with this type of size. Now you look around and everybody exists like this because of the emergence of synthetic foods. And people say, oh, the FDA approved this and that. Well, the FDA also approves many synthetic foods, fake foods, that other countries would not even take a second thought about.
They're feeding us poison to depopulate us, and they're making the slaves of it, love it, and say, don't tell me to be healthier. You're being racist when we're trying to help them.
Yes, but you got to add the part about the homogenous mind. See, depopulation doesn't work unless everybody thinks the same and unless everybody is a victim. They don't want people to feel empowered. They want people to feel victim. Why? So that the Bolsheviks can then be their hero. And then they look to somebody else. They look outwards. People in the self-help area always talk about this. Are you going to take empowerment of your own life? Are you going to blame your problems on somebody else?
And they fear somebody taking power of their lives. They're telling them every affliction we've got that we should try to get out of. No, no, no. Celebrate it. Get another 50 pounds. This is pure evil. Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com. Really appreciate you. Join us on a regular basis. We love you.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. It's a lot of love. It's a dream come true to come on this channel. Been following you since my 20s. And, you know, you do amazing work, and I appreciate you. And but that's the thing, you know, people have to, if you really want to understand what happens in this country or what's happening in this country, you have to go look at the end of the 19th century and the Bolshevik Revolution and how they exploit minority groups and get money from Wall Street. You study that stuff, all this stuff will start to make
sense.
That's
right. The biggest, most corrupt money is funding all the wokeism, not to empower people, but to enslave us. Hotep, thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Hotep and Bill.
We got a big third hour with Robert Barnes and a ton of news we're going to hit coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, Bandai Video. It's a revolutionary act to share those links in your email and text messages and in person. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.